Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. The COVID-19 pandemic has drastically reduced the number of visitors to popular tourism destinations in Kentucky. Since the shutdown of most businesses and cultural sites in mid-March and the gradual reopening, museums are among those that have been hit the hardest. In part one of a two-part series, I talked with the CEO of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Frank Bennett. He also has a blog called worldclassmuseum.com and is a museum consultant.
We closed when everybody else closed, and we opened into a completely different world.
And you opened again in what day, in June?
We opened on June 8th when we were given permission from the state to open. We opened that day. And from June 8th to now, we've seen less than 50% of what you would consider normal visitation for the museum in the months that we're in. Before the pandemic, in an average year, the museum would have seen 40 to 45,000 visitors annually.
And I assume they come from all over the country and other countries as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The museum is a global destination art museum. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, we have visitors from all 50 states and over 40 foreign countries.
Who are you seeing coming in now to the museum? Are you seeing local people?
We definitely are not seeing anybody who would have gotten on a plane. We're not seeing any international at all. The number one group that it's been are people taking weekend trips, three-day trips. And I've spoken to a lot of these folks. It's people who are tired of being at home. They need to get out for their sanity. They need to get out, get some fresh air, get into a different community. By far, it's been the regional. It's been the people between 50 miles away and about 300.
How is that drop in visitors affecting the budget and the ability to keep functioning? Just wonder how the financial end is doing.
Not well. It is a struggle. We have some employees that are furloughed. Typically, we have about 20 to 21 people working. Right now, we're down to the low teens, and we do intend to bring all those folks back. A lot of them are in roles that are directly attributed to visitors coming in the front doors.
And so as far as the budget, I'm just wondering how long, you know, we can be on this reduced visitor cycle until, you know, it's drastically affecting the museum.
We definitely are way under what our budget would typically be. And so what we're really doing is pivoting to more digital experiences. You know, it's really just a time where you have to do things in new ways.
You are a consultant to other museums. What are you hearing about how they're doing during the pandemic?
We really are all in this together. We really are. And at this point, people either are going to pivot quickly to putting programming online, new ways to do fundraising because obviously you can't do events right now, new things to offer, whether it be online workshops, artist interviews, online exhibits. We need to bring it to where our audience is, and right now our audience is online. The folks that pivot fastest and really embrace taking some risks, trying some new things, even some things that are uncomfortable, are the ones that are going to ultimately survive and get through this change. The folks that just kind of hunker down and focus on, you know, well, we can't do this, or they overanalyze.
Yeah.
This is not the time for that. It really is a time to try some things that are outside of your comfort zone. The audience is moving quickly. The world is moving quickly.
Thank you so much, Frank. It's great speaking with you.
You too. Have a great day.
I've been speaking with Frank Bennett. He's the CEO of the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky. Next week, in the second episode of our two-part series, we'll look at how some of Kentucky's smaller specialty museums are doing during the pandemic. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.